Life happens fast. Be financially ready. Call Mesiro, 877-MESIROW. It's a Mesiro Monday, and the final October Mesiro Monday we have. And it's Noah Block, who all month long has been giving us the spookiest things we could do wrong with our finances. And Noah, I think the last two are kind of about the things that maybe we don't want to ever have to think about when we're gone or if something happens to us. But that doesn't mean we should leave those two things neglected. What is number four on the spookiest thing you can do for finances?
Number four is not neglecting insurance, or making sure your insurance coverage is adequate and, you know, protecting your assets and your livelihood, really.
And you're talking about, I'm assuming, obviously, life insurance, but would you also throw any sort of disability insurance or even long-term care insurance into that bundle?
I would. I'd even throw in, you know, homeowners insurance, auto insurance. I think those are more, you know, widely known and widely used. But, you know, what we deal in more as advisors with our clients is the life insurance, long-term care, disability, and making sure those are adequate based on your assets, your life, and what your desires are for the next generation.
Yeah, they shouldn't just be checking boxes. Like, oh, I got life insurance, ding. Right. Oh, I got that. You need to look under the hood for these things, right?
Right. And they're just like medical insurance, just like auto insurance. They're meant to protect from, you know, permanent impairments of capital or, you know, catastrophic losses. And so I'd argue, even though they're fourth on the list, that could be one of the most important things to not overlook in a financial plan.
Yeah, I think that people kind of get almost intimidated by life insurance. There's a lot of whole life insurance plans out there that are super complicated. I mean, really, I host a financial show and I was trying to understand exactly how it works and it confused me. I'm sure that's an option for some people. I ended up just going with a term life insurance policy for 20 years. I was 40 when I got it, which is probably later than I should have, but at least I did. But I was like, okay, and by 60, let's say I'm gone by 60, at least at 60 after that point, all my Roths, my 401ks can be used because after the age of 59 and a half. I'm not saying give advice to people like that, but do you think that confounds people, the difference between the two, and sometimes they get paralyzed not knowing what to do?
Absolutely. And I think the other thing is, you know, people don't want to think about passing away, right? It's a morbid concept. So I think it's the complications of life insurance, especially whole life insurance like you outlined. I think it's also just kind of an avoidance of thinking about, you know, passing away and leaving things to the next generation. So I think it's a little bit of both of those concepts.
I think also the idea of, do both spouses need life insurance? Let's say one's working and one's just taking care of the kids. You might think, oh, well, just the one that's the breadwinner, they need to be the one covered. But the spouse sometimes do too. That work that they're doing is work that won't be done if, God forbid, something happens. You got to play into that calculation. What would daycare cost? Or what are the costs going to be for further in education? I mean, there's a lot to talk to with an advisor about.
Yeah. I mean, and even if the, you know, one that is at home is the one that passes away, maybe the person who is the breadwinner can no longer be working like that, can no longer be the breadwinner. So they have to replace their income maybe for a period of time and cover their mortgage, cover their tuition payments if the kids are in college. The mortgage is not going to let you off the hook just because, you know, something happens. So that's really important to kind of cover both spouses for that reason. It could be the one at home that passes away, the breadwinner, both, you know. Just important to protect that.
Everyone look at your auto insurance plans too. You'd be shocking how quickly costs add up after an accident of some kind. We have a lot of different people come in here that say, you know, something like a 50, 100 might sound cheap, might save you like $3 or $4 a month. But for an extra $10, $15, you can get, you know, $250, $500.
Right.
And same thing for homeowners insurance. Really look at what you've got.
Right. I mean, it's just protecting what you have, you know, and not having to dip into your invested assets, your 401k. And I can't stress it enough.
Mm-hmm. All right. Number five, drum roll. The last spookiest thing that you could do to your finances is
not having an estate plan. I think that's huge. And I think one of the biggest things I think I've learned in my career, and estate plan kind of always has this connotation that it's for the ultra wealthy.
Yeah, for people in castles that have estates.
Exactly. Like literal land that needs to be protected. But that's not the case. Really, anyone with assets, anyone with heirs should be thinking about an estate plan. And what that means in simpler terms is kind of like having a will, having your beneficiaries listed on your IRAs and 401ks, and sort of thinking about while you're alive how and to whom you want your assets to pass should something occur to you. And I think most people ignore it. They don't, again, similar to life insurance, don't want to think about that concept. But it is super important so that it passes to the next generation how you want, and also so that it passes to them without hassle. That's one thing people don't think about is, you know, your kids might have to go to court to settle something if an estate plan wasn't in place. And if you told that to a parent, they'd likely say, okay, let's get this done.
Let's get right? Together,
so
right?
It's all about making it easy and having the control of how things pass on.
Or let's say a trust is going to cost you $4,000 or $5,000 with a lawyer, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's not nothing. Someone might look at that and be like, I'm just going to write a quick will. But if you tell them, okay, if you have a will and it goes to probate, which it will, and the estate over $100,000 is going to go to probate. And by the way, your kids are going to have to hire lawyers. And it's going to blow that $4,000 out of the water. I think parents would go, okay, never mind. I'll pay this now so my kids don't have to worry about it then.
That's right. That's right. And the other thing about probate that sometimes is the, you know, trigger that gets people to take action too is that once, you know, assets go through probate, that's public record. So if Ooh. Anything were to happen, you know, people can see what your net worth was, what assets you owned. So
they're
going to
be, they're gonna be
the,
sorely
with the
disappointed
privacy.
If they see mine. Oh boy, they're going to think I was a rich guy. Well, here's what really was behind there. But no, I think that's very true. Like if people are like, you know, I'd rather this stay private, it can stay private.
Yeah.
Through
yeah.
a trust. So you could chat through people. Do you guys have people that do estate planning in the office?
We have one estate planning specialist who can't do the documents. She can't, you know, write anyone's will or trust, but she can review and provide advice.
Oh, that's
on
cool.
Anything that is.
And
that
maybe
is.
Connect you with some people that do it really
that's
well.
That's right.
And we got
that's
some people on our shows that come on and talk about that stuff as well. Noah Block, the spooky season is over. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
I won't make you do like the 12 days of Christmas savings that you need to do or anything hokey like
that's
that.
For someone else.
That's for someone
that's
else.
That's for someone else.
Don't worry. I'm going to make somebody do it. Maybe Jennifer Gartenberg, something like that. I don't know. We're going to make
sure,
someone do
sure,
that.
Sure. Anyone but me.
Anyone. Noah, great job this month. Thank you.
Thank you.
1-877-MESERO, MESERO.com. Want to live well? Then you need to plan well. A Mesero advisor can help you create a financial plan that fits your life. Call Mesero at 877-MESIROW.